Do you still stay in touch with Roger and Pete? Do you guys get together?
Yeah, through a medium.
Really? No, no kidding. It's that bad? It's not. It's that bad, huh?
No, we talk to each other.
Yeah, those guys. You know what kills me about bands? Here, you got a great band.
You got a good thing going.
And Roger and Pete can't get along. Why? Because they're making too much money, too many millions? All they got to do is go into the studio, record, and go tour once a year.
It couldn't be that hard.
What do you say to that?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Come on. What's with those guys? Mouth. Why can't they get it together?
They're trying to.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. They need each other.
After this show, probably broken up for good.
No, because you know what it is? Here's the way I look at it. Pete's ego is too big. Okay, yes, he did write the songs, but Pete does not sing the songs as good as Roger does, okay?
And Roger's songs don't sound as good as Pete's songs.
Exactly. When Roger does a solo album, I tell you, I want to vomit. I'm telling you. It's only when he's with The Who, and he knows it deep down inside. But he's still trying to prove that he could be by himself. Now, if these two guys get... You see, I like your attitude. You're ready to go back together. Steve Rossi laughs at Roger Daltrey. Alan and Rossi broke up. It was the worst thing that ever happened to him. You guys got to get back together.
Yeah, what's
you're good together. You want me to
you
talk to him?
You going
to
do an album?
Give me Pete's phone number. I'll let me talk some sense into him.
He won't give me his phone number.
He won't, huh?
You know, this is what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
He's an elitist. He doesn't even want to be with the rest of the group.
Who does Pete give his phone number to? If not to you and me.
His wife knows it.
Oh, really? Oh, he's married, huh?
And probably that crazy psychiatrist that keeps him hooked up to electrodes.
Hey, Robin, don't make fun of that. I'm hooked up to electrodes.